Morning, everyone. It's the 8th of May, Tuesday morning, 2018. There are many things we don't understand about the Godhead and the relationship between the Father and the Son. You know, we know that Christ was manifested in time to take away our sins. And we know that we have a picture in the Garden of Gethsemane of the great suffering he went through in bearing our sins. He says, in Isaiah, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And in John 12, he says, now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. For this cause came I into this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Luke 22:42-43. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, is what was said at the John's baptism. Mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth, Isaiah 42:1. Well, we see those numerous passages in Philippians and John and Matthew that can give us an account of this great suffering that Christ went through, not only in his physical body, but also the spiritual suffering he went through. Well, he has done all things well. He's accomplished what he was sent to do. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. And it's good to know that he has paid the price for us. And, of course, it was all a covenant between the Father and the Son and the Spirit. The work of salvation is done. The death of Jesus Christ is so important that it can never be overstated. If Christ had not died, we would be yet in our sins. If Christ had not risen from the dead, we would be yet in our sins. So the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what secured our eternal life. His precious blood is what paid the ransom for our sin. Jesus became our sin bearer for God's people, whom Christ died for, and because of that, their sins are no longer imputed to them. But they now have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. So we know as believers that his death on the cross secured the victory for us. Christ said while hanging on the cross, "It is finished." The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. So now we as believers in Christ have access into the Holy of Holies. We can go directly to our high priest. We do not have to go to a Roman Catholic priest, a pope, a bishop, or a pastor to confess our sins. We go directly to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And because Christ was raised from the dead, we know that we likewise will be raised incorruptible, and we will be given a new glorified body. Now, we know the story of Mary and the disciples going to the tomb and finding the stone rolled back and seeing the grave clothes lying there. We also know the accounts of the multiple times that Jesus appeared to the disciples, as well as to 500 people after his erection. The resurrection is proof of the absolute power over death of Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Well, this is a great truth that we are raised with him. He says that we have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. And he has reconciled us unto himself by the death of the cross. We have now been given the ministry of reconciliation with that Jesus Christ paid the price for his people's sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless.